because they're laying the groundwork for a regulatory push against social media in 2018.
All right, you just heard former President Barack Obama talking about the issue. Virginia Senator Mark Warner is also building a case against Facebook. Ryan Carana, a Young Voices advocate and research fellow with the Consumer Choice Center, joined us now. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So give us an idea. We understand the pushback, but explain to our viewers why lawmakers, why President Obama was talking about this concern for the media consumption or what's going out through sites like Facebook.
Well, there is a really real problem with things like fake news. It's not very easy to verify what you're seeing. And there's a problem about privacy. You don't know who someone is on the internet that can get away with a lot of stuff. The issue is, it's not very clear what regulators can do about it. Mm-hmm. This seems more to be an issue about the level of competition online, whether there are enough firms for people to choose from, and that way you get to choose which one represents your interests best. When you have only a few players in the game, it's very easy to take advantage of them.
It also seems like the current groundwork as it pertains to laws, certainly they were thought up years and years before social media exploded onto the scene. So that's another slippery slope that lawmakers have to traverse.
Well, it's important to remember that this isn't a completely new phenomenon. Like, fake news has existed for hundreds of years, really. But it's just that it's on a digital platform makes it a little different in terms of how it spreads. But it's not that we need a new paradigm in laws to regulate the internet or regulate social media. We just have to be aware of these issues and allow the companies room to innovate and try to make their services better. It's not like Facebook isn't aware of the fake news problem. It's not like they're trying to solve it on their own.
What are some of the things or the ideas that are being pitched to sort of control this or harness this to make sure that we are not consuming a bunch of fake news?
So a few of the regulations that are proposed, one includes the idea of holding companies like Facebook responsible for what their users post online. Now, that's quite a worrying regulation because it's much easier for a big company like Facebook to comply with than it is for a smaller startup to tell its users what they can and cannot post. Another idea that's being circulated is full disclosure on who's buying the ads on these sites. And that way you know that no one like a Russian bot is pushing up these ads. But again, that has some worrisome connotations because, again, smaller sites, that's where they get their revenue from. And it's much easier for Facebook to get rid of a few advertisers, but much harder for a startup, too.
Right. All right. Ryan Carana, thank you very much. Appreciate your perspective.